We are so grateful for each and every one of you and the investment you make in other people's lives. I wanted to share a call from Melanie about how New Life helped her and her husband along with a life transformation for her daughter. Following that call, we're going to hear a conversation on combative conversations from Dr. Jackie Mack-Harris and Dr. Alice Benton. We're going to talk with Melanie, who's calling us from Fort Worth, Texas, listens on KWRD. Hello, Melanie. How can we help you today?
Hello, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk to you. It's been a while. I had a daughter who it was a horrible heroin addict and did every behavior you'd ever want. She once was a ballerina and just kind of left that life because it just got so hectic and didn't know where to turn and went down a really bad path. And as a believer, it was really hard for my husband and I to turn and practice that tough love and then not internalize that guilt that we were having because our daughter has gone to such a path that she was not raised. She was raised in the church and to love the Lord and had just completely lost that. And so we did practice those things that you guys encouraged us to practice and loved her despite of what was going on, but still put those boundaries up. Her addiction and our hurt got so bad and the things that she had done that there was even a time that I had just given up and said, Lord, just please just take her home because we just can't deal with this harm and hurt anymore. And it wasn't until we actually made that conscious effort to love her despite of everything, not give her, you know, money and things that were enabling her, but always to let her know, we're here, we love you. We just can't be in this behavior with you. And I think one of the illustrations that you guys gave us is if somebody is drowning, the very first thing you do is throw them a lifeline. You never get in the water with them. And through all those years, we've been in the water with her, trying to rescue her. And she was destroying us and drowning us. And when we made that decision to completely turn her over to the Lord and pray and then turn the focus on ourselves to start dealing with the guilt that we were having, and was the guilt really irrational guilt? Things turned around. She called us a year and a half later, asked us if she could come home. We told her no. And then she told us that she had gotten into a treatment program on her own, which was the first time in years because we've tried many times. And I just want to tell you that through the prayer and love and support of people that my daughter is now clean for 3 years, living on her own, wow. Has her own apartment, has bought her own little car, works every day, prays. She has become such a prayer warrior with us, and she now has a 10-month-old baby who is absolutely beautiful. But it wasn't until we actually listened to you guys and stepped back and let Lauren have Lauren's problem, and we needed to have our problems and deal with things on our end. And it's just been a remarkable journey. It's, you know, the pain from it. Lauren deals with a lot of hurt now and her guilt. And so we try to help her understand that our forgiveness is there, and we want to just move forward and just keep continuing to love her.
That's beautiful, Melanie. That's beautiful. Sherry, do you have any comment that you want to add to that?
I think it's a wonderful story, and I think there's a lot to be happy about. There's a lot to thank God about, and I am grateful that your daughter got into treatment. You know, it's interesting how these situations, without the willingness on her part and without her going into an intensive treatment process, as much as you had prayed, there may not be the change that you see right now. And so I am grateful to her for her willingness to do the hard work. And of course, I'm grateful to what happened with you and your husband and the idea of, you know, we can't keep enabling her. But those things work together. And look at the outcome that you're celebrating now.
That's it. Laura?
Yes, I'm thrilled. I did want to clarify. Did you say that she's having a hard time forgiving herself? Did I hear that?
She does. And we had, she, every time we were together when she first came home, you know, she cried just terribly and how sorry she was. And she was just so distraught. And I took her out for lunch one day and I told her, I said, okay, today you tell me everything that you're sorry for, but I want you to know I have already forgiven you. And today is going to be the last day that we apologize for things. You tell me. And we did that and we met and she cried and we really spent that time together. And for her to hear, we love you, we have forgiven you. And I kind of equated it to, you know, when she just couldn't get rid of those feelings of how she felt. And she has, you know, given her life back to the Lord and wants to follow him and really understanding, you know, her forgiveness. And I told her, I said, Lauren, you know, before we were driving down the road in a snowstorm and a blizzard, we were looking back and we could see every track behind us and all the things that have happened. But now with the forgiveness that we have, we're driving down the road and I look into my rearview mirror and I see nothing but clear white snow. So you have to embrace that. The thing that she said to me that made me really understand where the ownership fell and I needed to stop taking ownership for what she had experienced, was she told me, Mom, at no time did you put the needle in my arm. I made that choice. And that was so freeing for me because the guilt for years has been eating at my husband and I and just, you know, destroying our life and our marriage. And, you know, now we are such...
So, Melanie, as good as things are right now, what I would encourage all of you is to continue the healing work of recovery, because you're going to have, even though it's great that you've offered forgiveness, there are feelings that are going to come to the surface for your daughter. There's going to be feelings that are going to come to the surface for you. And recovery offers a pathway to have some strategies to deal with it. Also, other people, you know, whether I would love to get your daughter connected with a recovery group where she can learn her value and her worth, and you can become, you know, really connected in a different chapter of your lives. We love hearing the story of her recovery, and we're so grateful to have had some part in it. You know, if you've got a loved one that is struggling, what like what Melanie's daughter was, there is hope, and we can get you connected.